Putney Country. This is Steve.
Steve, it's Adam from the Outdoor Show. How the heck are you?
Hello, Adam. Good.
Is it busy, busy?
Yeah.
You can't talk right
now? Yeah, it is. But I got a minute.
You got a minute? Okay. I heard rumor that there's actually some ice down at the base, at the bottom of the bay there. And
the end mile of the bay across from just inside of the lighthouse across to the launch side. There is ice anywhere between 3 and 5 inches all over on the bay as of 2 days ago. And now nobody's really hardly walked on it today because it's been so cold. So, yeah, by the time this cold snap ends, there's going to be ice all over in the end of the bay here that's usable. They've already been on it. Guys have already walked on it all over the place. But nobody's on it today because it is so cold.
I mean, they're talking like 16 to 20 below zero tonight.
That's all good. I got a wood pile that'll sacrifice for that. And that'll make good ice and make good safe ice for everyone.
North winds, northwest winds. It's going to be like that for a while. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be making some ice, you think?
It'll make good ice in here. And it'll eventually, that big lake itself is slowing right down right now. And it's going to start locking up out farther even too. Here in Bay, there's ice up a couple miles up on Huron Bay, and they're fishing that quite a bit. Inside of Pine Point, there's 6, 7, 8 inches of ice, and they've been on that now for a couple of weeks.
That's good.
Out farther from there was some equipment lost a week ago Saturday, but that ice is back again, and they're on that again out farther now, too.
Now, mostly whitefish, or what are they talking about?
Mixture of whitefish, lake trout, cohos, herring,
wow,
burbot, lots of different things in the waters that they're in.
The gamut, huh? The whole gamut.
Well,
all right.
One of my buddies had 5 different types of fish at the same hole on the same lure last week.
Well,
that's a rare thing, but in Huron Bay, you never know what you can get.
Well, you know the next question after you make a statement like that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
What was the lure?
A Swedish pimple.
Well, that's good to hear.
He was fishing a Swedish pimple. 40-some feet of water. He had lake trout, herring, whitefish, a salmon, and a burbot at the same hole.
40 feet,
A few days later, he got a walleye at the same hole.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They're getting a few walleyes mixed in, too.
Was that inside there? Inside the point or out where
that was inside of, by Pine Point in Huron Bay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear. So things are picking up?
Yeah, looks like a good spell right now. Finally, we're getting a good start on the ice early in the year where we might get good, clean ice. After that happens, then it might stay for a while. Usually by the time you start making your ice, it's end of January, early February, and by that time the days are getting long.
Right.
Our ice production weather has been on already, and that's good.
Yeah, that is good. I remember last year, you know, all of us, when we were talking about it, including you, pretty happy that the beginning of February things were starting to look up, but this is early this year.
This is early. I was talking to some people here a few weeks ago, and I was telling them, I said, you know, I said, this is what it takes. I said, it takes a really cold December and November, and a cold start to get in to make good ice. I said, this will make good early, good solid ice. And he said, it makes no difference. He said, the ice comes at the same time every year anyway. I said, no, it doesn't.
That's not true. No.
I said, this is what it takes. This is that preparation that it takes for ice. He said, no, it's the same time every year.
Because you know, sometimes you don't even get
then
it.
Then tomorrow, I told him, I said, then fine tomorrow. I said, only put that pot of coffee on for the last 2 minutes when it boils. Forget the first 10 minutes. He looked at me and he said, smart ass. He said, I guess you're right. You know, that's the preparation it takes. Blow it, evaporate out of it, come back down as snow, blow, cold, it'll make it.
That's right. All
the
right.
Days
well,
are short yet, then it'll make ice.
Any other things you want to pass along, any tournaments you got going over your neck of the woods?
There are a couple of fishing tournaments that aren't really 100% locked to the wall yet. There's a lot of varmint hunts going on around the UP right now. Berga County, the Bexar County Whitetail Association is having a predator hunt starting the 22nd and ending on the 31st. That's the only other thing that I know down here that hasn't been announced yet. That was just announced today.
We should get them on the show then. Get some publicity for that.
Yep.
Well, we'll get that number from you and give them a call. But I appreciate you taking some time and talking to us today, Steve. And you take care.
All right, Adam.
Sounds good. Thanks, Steve.
Yep. Bye-bye.